And we're back live. This is Joel on Tuesday, the 12th of October. Boy, does time fly. And joining me, our very special guest, Mr. Rick Sharp. And I must admit, we've only just met, is that right? Literally, Saturday, we bumped into each other. What was it, Sutton Park Road?
It was Sutton Park Road. And it's funny because I just felt as though I had to come up and talk to you and give you a leaflet for the thing. So, you know, somebody's looking down on me, I'm sure.
Right. Well, as I've always said, CA Even FM, I mean, we serve a community. And I like the idea that, you know, radio can be so, so instant. And that's what makes sense. And you're talking about this particular charity. Before we go into that, though, just a bit of background on yourself. You're from New Haven, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I was born in London in 1950. And I went to school in Burgess Hill for my sins. And I've sort of been lucky enough to travel around the world playing music since I was about 18 or 19. I haven't been able to do it all the time. You know, I've sort of had sort of filling jobs like taxi drivers or a bit of lorry driving.
But you do.
Yeah, as you do indeed. But I've had a good time with music, and I've played sort of, you know, in many, many places in the world, and I've had a lot of opportunities that, you know, because of music, and that was great. It has been really good.
Mm. And what do you categorise your sort of style or main, what's your influences, what type of music?
I think if you're playing for the public, you've got to play every style and every type of music. Not I don't always like to do that,
right.
But if you're getting paid for it, you know, gone are the days when I could just sort of do a whole tour of my own stuff or whatever. But having said that, I love blues. I love rock because I know you like blues.
I do. I do indeed. I do.
We were just talking about John Lee Hooker and Chuck and stuff, and it's I also do a Sinatra sort of cabaret type thing, which I love doing too. You know, That's Life and Come Fly with Me and things like that, which I really enjoy doing. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. Standards as it were.
Yeah, it's a chance of putting a bow tie and, you know, sort of pretend.
Dress
up and pretend.
love it. No, that's all good. Right, and I think it was a year ago or a couple of years ago that you got involved with this charity. What's the name of the charity again?
The charity's name is Omwabini, which is Swahili for rescuer.
Rescuer. Omwabini.
Yeah, Omwabini. Omwabini.
Okay.
I saw an ad in the Friday ad for volunteers in Kenya, so I just went out there not really knowing what to expect. But I fell in love with the place and the people and the idea of the what they're doing there. They started off with two kids 8 years ago. They've got 50 kids now, and people are actually leaving babies on the doorstep, you know, and we've got a little clinic that we managed to sort of get enough money together for. So we hold fundraisers two or three times a year through my site, which is www.ricksharp.co.uk. I had to think from here. and we sort of talent shows. We did the Sussex Factory in June, which was fantastic. We had 12 acts of all ages. And
just lean forward a little bit. That's good. Okay.
All ages and all styles, and sort of 11-year-old singers and dancers up to about 50 or 60. So, and it was great, and it was like a real community thing. And New Haven Town Council, bless them, they got involved and gave us some money towards the prize money. And Graham Amy, the mayor, presented the prizes, and he was brilliant. So, yeah, people have been very good to us. And so, what we do with the profits from that is the Sussex County and the Princess Royal in Hayward Teeth have given us lots of out of date supplies, but they're maybe out of date legally, but they're still usable, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years. And then we package them up and send them off, and that's how that happens.
Okay. And this event that took place, where did it take place?
It's the same place as the next one in December. It's Meeching Hall in New Haven in Fort Road.
All right.
It only holds about 90 people, but it's a nice little hall, nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lot of fun.
Okay.
Fun to do.
Okay. We're going to have another record. Since you like Chuck, but I tell you what, some of the artists I've chosen tonight, I mean, even James Brown I've actually got on the list as a potential tunes I'm going to play from. I've got some Canned Heat.
Well.
I mean, it's just incredible. It's like, but Chuck Berry is such a huge sort of figure. For me, he seems to kind of span, if you imagine the kind of country blues stuff of many, many sort of years ago, and then, you know, that took from gospel as part of its roots. And obviously getting into rock and roll in terms of his basis foundation and popular pop, you know, music itself, he's right there in the middle. Yeah. And as a writer, I just think he's terrific. So I'm going to give you the honor of choosing from, I'm going to do some live recordings, play some live recordings of different artists in the second hour. But can you just choose a track from the first album, CD1, and then I think we'll play that. You're listening to Joel on Seahaven FM. I'm with Rick Sharp, my special guest, and I will definitely be updating folks on what's happening in our local area. That's the area that we serve, Seaford, New Haven and Peacehaven. Let's see what Rick has come up with.
Well, there's so many on this, isn't there? Like there's 30-something tracks, and they're all absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
But I would say that I would like to probably hear most on this. Nadine, I think. Nadine.
Okay. As you say, is that the... from CD1?
Yeah.
Okay, that's track 12. Well, that's coming up for...
Radio.
Brilliant stuff from Mr. Chuck Berry. And as we were chatting whilst that was going on, Rick, we're both agreeing that he tells a story, doesn't he? This narrative, and he paints this sort of picture.
It's like a movie unfolding, and you can actually see the stories behind what's going on, and I think that's brilliant. He's such a great lyricist.
Exactly, that's why I love him. Okay, we're going to continue, and after this, I'm hoping that we're going to hear from you. You brought your guitar along, so why not? I mean, this is Seahaven FM, folks, and anything goes.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah. Okay, so a little bit more about how can we support this particular event coming up, and what's it called?
The event is called the Xmas Factor.
The Xmas Factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a play on the X. Really. I mean, it's not going to be a brutal thingy like the real X Factor stuff. We've got three judges, and we'll have about £300 for the first prize, two for the second, and one for the third. And then we will do a project together afterwards.
Right.
And this one, the last one we've just done. It will be a single when I actually get it mixed and finished, of Amazing Grace.
Uh-huh.
We did it up in St. Michael's Church in New Haven with a lot of the contestants from the last show.
Mm.
So it's like everybody getting involved, and there's a great sort of sense of camaraderie and it's good. It's enjoyable. And so I don't know what we're going to do after the Christmas one, but I'm sure I'll think of something.
Right. And the dates for them?
Well, the actual dates for people to actually get their application forms in is October the 31st.
Oh, right.
And a half weeks. A couple of weeks. And all the information is on the site, as I said, at www.rigsharp.co.uk. Mm-hmm. But the actual event is on the 11th of December, but that gives us time to sort out. I think we're going to have up to 15 acts, so we need to sort out who's...
What, 15 acts to perform
on the night? Obviously there's an audience on the night, and the tickets are going to be £8.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was so supportive that people brought their families along and friends and whatever. And this is what we're hoping this time. And we'd like to get more schools involved as well. We're encouraging films to come along, use their film units and their audio units to come along and maybe record.
Document. Yeah.
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 And, document.
So we're trying to get everybody involved in all areas of it. I mean, we always film them anyway, and we've got a good crew, we've got a great front of house team, we've got stage crew, we have lighting and sound people that do it, and they're all dedicated and they come along and give their time and energy free, and it's brilliant.
And what sort of acts are we looking at? What sort of talent?
Anything really: jugglers, comedians, poets, actors, dancers, singers, magicians.
Wow.
Anything that you can do that you might like to do in front of people and win a prize for.
Right.
Know, and then get involved in a project for. So.
And presumably, if they go log on to the website
at
www.ricksharp, and that's RickSharpe.co.uk.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Right. See an application form.
Yeah, or? You can go to the. We'll actually see when the index page comes up. You'll see you can go to download an application form, and that tells you all the details of you know what you can. Because there's obviously some categories we can't get involved in violent things or anything that's racist or sexually oriented. So we got to make clear that you know it's got to be light-hearted and it's got to be acceptable
absolutely
to the public, obviously.
Right. So it's a family type of audience that we're aiming at. Okay.
Yeah.
And we don't want necessarily, you know, huge long ballads and 3.5 pages of poetry in one go. I'm suggesting
War and
that.
Peace.
right. Something kind of short within
3 minutes.
Okay.
And on the entry form, you do say that you get 3 minutes, and if anybody goes on after four, then you know we say they'd be disqualified. But I very much doubt if they would be.
Okay.
But it's like you know, if you're having a backing track to sing along to, it's got to be 3 minutes. If you're doing a 16, and they won the first prize, and they were absolutely brilliant. So we have all sorts of diverse things. We've had a cappella singers, we've had solo singers and dancers, and it's been very, very rewarding so far. And of course, we raised £800 to send the medical supplies out, and I sent them out, and then I went out and filmed them arriving at our little clinic out in Kimilili, which is near the border of Uganda.
Whereabouts?
Kimilili, it's called. It's
Kimilili.
Kimilili. Near the border of Uganda.
Okay, right. Yeah. And you've been there once, twice?
I've been there about 4 times now.
Oh, wow.
First of a month at a time. My last time was 2 weeks, and I hope to go again very shortly because I've got an offer to go to the Sudan to work in a refugee camp for a couple of weeks to learn about nutrition because we are desperate for, you know, more nutritional information. So if I can learn a bit about that, I can sort of transpose that to working in Kenya.
Mm.
And the refugee camps in the Sudan are 5,000 or 6,000 people at the moment. So, you know, hopefully, and I got invited out there to go and stay and actually look at the procedures of how they work.
Okay.
So, you know, then I'm going on to Kenya, hopefully.
Right.
And also, if I can just say quickly, we've got the directors of the charity who are actually, you know, because it's a small family charity. It's a very small 12, 15 people from the same family.
Mm-hmm.
And James Bugnosi and his brother Victor, they're coming over at Christmas to be guests of honour at the show, which is great.
Guests of honour?
Yeah, they're doing a fundraising type of things. And hopefully, I've sort of been in touch with a really, really big artist, and I can't actually say who it is because if it doesn't happen, I'm going to look really stupid just for a change. Hopefully, we've got somebody turning up who's sort of quite mega big, so that'll be really good as well. You know?
So it's what? So keep your fingers crossed, that it will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have a little bit of a musical interlude before we go into a commercial break. And then, hopefully, we're going to hear Rick actually play. In the background, you're listening to... I think this is Louis Armstrong. Funny stuff. Okay, we're back live. You're listening to Joel on Sea Haven FM with my special guest Rick Sharp, who's just tuning up, ready to play. And yeah, this will be a first for my show, at least, having a guitarist in. I've had other live musicians, but what are you going to play for us?
I just, because we've done this with the kids from the charity and sort of adopted this, it's called You Gotta Move, and it's an old Mississippi Fred MacDowell song, which is very, very basic. The Stones did it. Several people have done it, but it's the idea is that whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever walk of life you're from, when the Lord gets ready, you've got to move. You know, when your time's up, your time's up. And I just think it's a nice, you know, some of the songs that were written in those days had really great lyrics, you know, because of the pain and all the suffering from the guys who wrote them. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I agree. Yeah. Okay, take it away.
All right. Well, I've put some new strings on this, so I'm hoping it's going to stay in tune.
Sure. It will.
This is an old blues. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. You got to move. 'Cause when the Lord get ready, you gotta move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, child, you may be poor, but when the Lord get ready, you gotta move. See the woman, she walked the street. You seen a policeman out on his beat. But when the Lord get ready, you gotta move. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. You got to move. But when the Lord get ready, you gotta move.
Great stuff. Only on Sea Haven FM, folks. That was Mr. Rick Sharp. You've got to move. Great stuff. Great blues tune. And a lot more blues still to come, folks, particularly in the second hour. We're just going to finish off now with, I suppose, just highlight some details of the charity and the event again and where people can...
Yeah, sure.
Contact you, yeah.
Okay, I'll actually read this because I do put this in the adverts.
Okay.
If you can sing, dance, act, play an instrument, or you're a comedian or a magician, the Xmas Factor Charity Talent Show auditions are open till October the 31st. Download an application form from www.ricksharp.co.uk, and the show is on the 11th of December, fundraising for Omwabinia, Kenyan AIDS Orphans and Widows Charity. Actually, the audience tickets are for the show on the 11th, £8, mm-hmm. but we've had a real response for them already, and I haven't even printed them yet. So, if you want tickets, and actually if you want to appear, because we're getting a lot of application forms already. And also, one thing I wanted to say that I haven't mentioned yet is that we do require volunteers in Kenya for the projects that we're doing. We're doing freshwater right. projects, we're doing construction projects, teaching, you right. know, all sorts of things. So if people are interested, have a look at the site.
So all different skills are required.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much for being our guest. And
you're welcome. Thoroughly
enjoyed
it.
I'm sure... A bit near the time of the event itself, which is what, 11th of December, did you say?
Yeah,
we'll promote it, and it'd be good to get you back on. Not necessarily my show, you could come on any show, I'm sure.
I'd like
and
that.
I'm
really
sure
nice.
People will want to actually hear about it and really will get behind it because it's local, it's community, and it's for a good cause. So thank
can
you
just,
very much.
Before I go,
yeah,
can
go
I
for
just
it.
Say a quick hi to people because I'm hoping
yeah,
some
yeah.
of the kids are listening in Kenya.
Oh, right.
So I'm not sure if they can actually get it or mm-hmm. you know, the power's not on a lot of the time. But if they
sure.
are, hi everybody at Omwabini and Kimalili. Hi to Sue in Riyadh as well. And hi to Annie in Newhaven, who's the lady who's my lady friend, but she helps me with everything and she's like my right eye, and I couldn't do it
right.
without her. But
okay.
she's not feeling too good tonight, so she's at home listening. So hi Annie, I hope you feel well soon. I love you lots and I'll see you later.
Great, you've got it. Okay, we're going to go back into... I'm going to play something that...